Tuesday, baby. A bit clearer out there, but that smoke haze still expected. 4 minutes past. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for your Tuesday.
And Simo, I had the worst possible start to my Tuesday this morning.
Again, we come in here every morning and you've always got some kind of problem. What's the issue?
Well, Simo, I woke up this morning, kind of half asleep, went to the fridge.
Right.
Opened the fridge.
There's nothing in there.
No.
Oh, it was empty.
There was too much stuff in there.
Oh.
So much so that when I opened the fridge, a jar of pasta sauce and a jar of anchovies both fell from the fridge door, smashing everywhere.
Yeah, the anchovies, they're not fun to consume, but I feel like they'd be easier to clean up from a floor than the pasta sauce.
Well, the anchovies definitely left more of an odour.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, I mean, they all had bits of broken glass in them, so they neither were particularly fun to clean up.
Now, your fridge was hopefully on tiles or floorboards or something, not carpet?
Yeah, who has carpet in their kitchen?
In the fridge location.
Yeah.
Within the fridge's reach.
Unless you live in like a hotel room that has a bar fridge, in which case that's all carpet.
Yeah.
That is the only time that a fridge has ever been near carpet.
And then spill whatever you like, right?
Well, I mean, don't, because hotel bar fridges are ridiculously expensive.
And they'll charge you for it. Don't start now. Dua Lipa kicking off our time together. Harry Styles, Adore on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you for your Tuesday. 21 minutes on the way to 7. And parents always deserve the respect because they're just always on to stuff. So good work, you guys.
Yeah, tick.
And I wanted to discuss one particular parent who's taken things to the very next level.
Also, one particular parent is a bit more on top of everything.
100%.
All right.
I do wonder if the future of their kid, they're going to be well up against it, because, you know, the ones that can't get away with anything with their parents, I'm not sure if it's completely beneficial. I feel like you should be able to get away with a little bit as you grow up.
When you're a youngster, you have to develop that cunning skill to get away with stuff.
But this kid's got no hope, because one mother has developed a bit of an ingenious way of ensuring that her one-year-old always feels like it has her complete undivided attention at all times.
Right.
Basically, to stop her child from crying every time she leaves the room, the mother's created a life-size cardboard cutout of herself.
Okay.
So that the son never thinks that she's left the room.
So what? So when the mother is actually leaving the room, she'll just bring this cardboard cutout in?
That is.
And it'll just stand there.
I can see that you're trying to shoot holes in this particular.
Well, okay, I got a couple of holes.
Yeah.
Number one, what would happen if the son turns around while she's bringing the cardboard cutout in? Would the child freak out thinking that there are two mothers, and why is one mother carrying the other mother?
Oh, dear.
Also, Simo, it's a cardboard cutout.
Yep.
Now, my experience of cardboard cutouts is they don't move.
That's correct.
So what does it just sort of stand there, just stiff and not moving?
He is just one, though.
Yeah, but still.
One-year-olds.
Okay, fine.
They're not, you know, brain surgeons.
Well, there are a couple.
If a one-year-old was in your surgery room, pop it on the plastic gloves.
There you go, just pop the sleeping gas on you. Hang on a second.
Yeah, the sleeping gas,
But so, what about the fact that, also in my experience of cardboard cutouts, they are very thin
and
very easy to push over.
Mm,
what would happen if this one-year-old child, say, for example, crawled up to the cardboard cutout, was wanting some attention, saying, "Mummy, look at what I've just made with the Lego," and goes to push the cardboard cutout over? It goes flat on the floor.
It does look like Mum's thought of that on occasion. So there's little, what do they call them, fence lines in the house?
Fence lines.
Yeah, well, you know how the kids, you can like structure what area of the house
you can imprison your kids.
You can structure what area that they walk around in.
So it's got sort of like a little knee high kind of cute fence.
That's
fence.
Right. Yeah,
that's what it is. I think they're kind of to stop kids going down the stairs or into the kitchen.
That's right.
Stuff.
So then she pops the cardboard cutout
on the other side of the
side.
Fence.
Yeah.
Okay, but still, what if there's a breeze and it pushes it over?
Yeah, well, you know, you'd want to secure it, I guess.
Yeah.
She's also got different versions of the cardboard cutout.
So, but she's got one wearing different clothes, or
nope,
is that?
They're all wearing the same clothes. So right. I assume she has to wear that's another thing that you've noticed there is that because she's gone the cardboard cutout to appear like she's there at all times, she'd have to wear the same clothes absolutely every single day.
What clothes are there? Are these like T-shirt and shorts, more or less?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you reckon she just opens a wardrobe and just has 15 of the same T-shirts?
All of the same one.
What am I going to wear today?
Yeah, so good luck to that 1 year old.
Yeah.
Because maybe down the track, one day he might just open a storeroom.
Well, maybe the 1 year old, you said that this 1 year old perhaps couldn't get away with anything cunning.
Yeah.
Perhaps the 1 year old's got a cardboard cut out of himself. And has just put that there in the playroom and is out driving a Ferrari or something.
The journalists have gone into this house.
Just imagine when the dad comes home and there's a cardboard cutout of the mum looking at a cardboard cutout of the one-year-old. What must he think?
Yeah.
Bro, I've only been at work for one day, right? What has happened?
And then he realises his name's Jordan. He's been drunk online shopping again.
No, then he realises he himself is a cardboard cutout.
The script, something unreal, Snow FM at breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru, 21 minutes past 7, and exploring those scenarios and situations, particularly the social occasions where you just get a little bit... Oh, I just get a little bit pissed off, I reckon.
Yeah, so if you're with someone around in public...
Yeah.
And, like, that person is very popular and keeps bumping into people that you know...
Yeah.
And they just want to kind of stand there and have a chat for, like, 5 or 10 minutes, and you're kind of there next to them going, hurry up!
Exactly. One of the worst places this could happen, I reckon, would have to be at a wedding, and it happened over the weekend.
Right.
All right, so... Katie and Shane, it was their wedding. They're from the UK, over there in England. And they shot over...
from the UK, over there in England.
Hey, it could have been the other ones.
As opposed to Ukraine.
And what they did was they shot over to the Gold Coast, got hitched, right?
Just a casual lazy flight from the UK to the Gold Coast.
Apparently it was always her dream, so Katie is absolutely stoked.
Yeah.
Shane, the new husband, he's got to be, like, feeling pretty good about himself. He's like, nailed this, how good, right? And then the chaos ball.
Oh, okay. Did they run into Warwick Kappa?
No, not quite.
David Hasselhoff?
No, they were checking into the Lifesavers Club for a cheeky drink after the ceremony.
Yeah.
And who is sitting in the corner having a chat other than Liam Hemsworth?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, now it gets to the point where it turns out it's Katie's, one of her ultimate kind of celebrity crushes slash fans, right? She's just got married. And there's newly single Liam Hemsworth sitting in the...
That's a very early test of the marriage. To see how long we've been married. Oh, about an hour.
Shane is...
Well, let's go get divorced.
Yeah, Shane has got to be absolutely spewing.
I reckon Shane's got to walked in there, seen the Hemsworth and gone, nah, there's no tables in there. Let's go to another place. Let's go to another pub around the corner.
It's like, do you think the paperwork's gone through?
Just that's all official right now. There's no kind of... Can we keep the receipts just in case?
And she even got a photo with Hemsworth. There it is there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
There it is. So,
which picture do you reckon she cherishes most? You've got two pictures there on your screen.
Yeah.
One is the happy couple standing on the rocks in front of the sea.
That's right.
Beautiful picture. The other one is a picture with one of the Hemsworths. Mm. I don't even know which one it is. Well, one of the 15 Hemsworth or whatever one. Which one do you reckon the bride cherishes more?
Yeah, it's one of those things as well where apparently Liam was in this surf life-saving club over the weekend having a chat to one of his mates. Mm. So poor Shane there's probably been left with the mate that he doesn't know anything about.
Exactly.
And the wife's there having a chat to Liam Hemsworth.
Or the other, isn't there a Hemsworth brothers that's like a chef or something that is just like not an actor in any way?
Oh, yeah, I think there's
probably
three
he got stuck chatting to that one.
Yeah.
Which one's Liam? Is Liam Thor or no? That's
Chris.
That's the other one. Which one's Liam?
Liam is the Miley Cyrus ex.
But what's he in? Has he been in...
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, that's the one I'm thinking of.
But that's one of those things where Shane, the married guy, he's there in that social scenario. Mm. The woman's getting on like a... His wife is getting on like a house on fire with Liam Hemsworth, and he's stuck there chatting to the friend. He's like, oh, yeah, so... What have you been up to? I was like, we've been hanging out with Liam's brother.
Just not hanging out with Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Just as I normally do?
You know, Liam's brother. You know him? He's the god of thunder.
Yeah. Also, just imagine how worried the waiter would be bringing over food to someone that was in the Hunger Games. I mean, you do not want to drop it.
Evie and Ara now. Currency. Good luck, Shane. Shane and Katie, the happy couple. They're going to be fine. We've been playing.
Harry Styles. The album Final Line is out. It's 21 minutes on the way to 9 Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan discussing something that's been pinched over the last week from a house. Very, very odd, the whole scenario. So, unfortunately, an Adelaide man has been left devastated after his furry fandom lion costume worth thousands of dollars was stolen from his house during a break-in.
What was it, sorry?
Okay, it was, get this, a furry fandom lion costume. Are you familiar with the furries?
No.
Have you? Oh, my goodness, it's a whole other world.
Yeah?
Okay, so basically, they are animals with human personalities.
Right.
All right, and they're...
So is this like a TV show, like a cartoon or something like that?
I think it's just a bit of a movement, if you like. I think there is television shows and stuff about them as well.
Okay.
But basically, they hold conventions as well.
Right.
Where everyone will go dress in a costume of a furry animal, but they've typically got big smiles, big eyes, very Disney.
Oh, okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
And so this is like a full... Like a lion costume, like a full... So he gets in and zips it up and he is inside the lion costume, more or less.
That's right, yeah.
Right, okay.
It cost him $4,000, this particular suit.
Yeah, that's quite a lot of money.
For a... to be dressed like a...
I mean, $4,000, whatever it was, dollars... Yeah. You're going to be wanting to get a fair bit of use out of it. Like, if I had a like if I had an outfit that was worth $4,000,
yep.
I would be wearing it everywhere. And I'm talking just going to the supermarket to get some milk,
right.
Picking up the kids from school, coming to work. I would shower in it. You want to get value for money.
Even if you look like something out of the Lion King animation?
Especially... If I look like something out of the Lion King animation.
He mentioned that he paid nearly $4,000 for it and it took him a while to save up for it as well. So it's something that he would wanted for a long time. And so the word has been put out by police, SA and abroad, looking for this particular costume. But you'd have to say, if this pops up on Gumtree, you're going to notice.
Well, yeah, I know. Like, these things, they're quite unique.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, oh, no, sorry, this is mine. Like, very few people would be saying, very few people would even have one of these.
Not that I want to put us in the shoes of the thieves.
Yeah.
But as they're inside the house, they've apparently collected electrical equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bundled it all up, but then decided to leave it in favour of this particular lion suit.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to be in the shoes of thieves.
Yeah.
Because they are evil people.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, I guess it's something that they probably weren't expecting when they rocked up inside the house.
It's an odd decision because you're looking at things around the place and you're not going to automatically assume, oh, there's a giant lion furry costume. That's got to be worth a bit of coin.
Just maybe I've been playing too much Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
But it's like, so there's like a mob boss, perhaps. He sent his thieves out and they've come back to the mob boss. I was like, right, what did you get? Did you get gold? Did you get jewels? Did you get laptops? Did you get money? It's like, no, we got a giant dinosaur. We got a giant lion costume.
Yeah, it's actually, they come back. It's like, what did you get? And they haven't got anything, but there's just one guy in the costume. So, check this out.
This is pretty cool.
Coldplay now. Orphans is open to get the furry lion suit back. $4,000's worth. And it'll be noticeable if it ends up at Cash Converters, you'd think.
If someone's just casually wandering around the supermarket doing their shopping, you're going to notice.
Ask them a few questions. Snow FM. Sticky Fingers, Gold Snafu, Simo and Jordan with you. Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru.
And Simo, 64572977. I want to open the phones because I want your advice. I want to know whether I was in the wrong in this situation.
Okay.
Or whether I was in the right.
All right, I'm backing you probably to... No, I'll always support you, Jordan. You were in the right. Always.
All right, well, that ends. We don't need to proceed any further. That's the end of Snow FM Breakfast until tomorrow.
I'll always team up with you, Jordan. What have you done?
Well, so, mate, yesterday I went off to have a bit of lunch after the show, went to a takeaway place.
I'm shocked.
And, yes, I know, it's not something that's particularly unusual for me, shall we say. And this takeaway place had sort of the counter there, and then on our side of the counter had a big fridge where all the drinks were.
Okay.
And you go and pick a drink, take it up the counter, pay for it, and you're aware of how these normally work.
Yeah.
So, Simo, I went in there. There was two people in the queue. One person being served, one person waiting, and then I was the third in the queue. Went and grabbed myself a juice from the fridge because I was feeling a bit thirsty.
Oh, dear.
And, Simo, because I was feeling a bit thirsty,
no.
I thought before I'd pay for it, while I was just waiting in the queue, I'd just crack it open and have a little bit of a sip. At which point, The lady behind the counter cracked at me and said, oh, no, sorry, you can't do that. You have to pay, you have to pay, you have to pay. I'm like, I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay for the drink. I just haven't yet because there's a queue and I'm not just only going to get the drink. I'm going to get other food as well.
Yeah.
It's not like, because in my head, like, it's not like, you know, grapes at the supermarket. If you're going around the supermarket, grab a bunch of grapes, you can kind of snack on a couple, then when you get to the scales at the end, you weigh them, and then you don't pay for the grapes that you've eaten.
Really?
You're cheating the supermarket out of a few cents worth of grapes.
Is this something that you do?
No, I don't like grapes.
Oh, okay. Well, no.
No,
that's
I don't
not
do
what
it.
Held you back. Yeah. What held you back was the fact that can't stand grapes, don't like them.
Exactly. But Simo, that way you're cheating people like out of grapes, you're cheating them out of money. But with this, it was a bottle of juice.
Yes.
Like, it's not like they're weighing it and saying, oh, that's only 500 grams, so you pay this much. It's not. It's got a barcode on.
Yeah.
It's the same price, whether it's a full bottle or whether I've had a little swig already. And I was thirsty. It was hot yesterday. So Simo, what do you reckon?
I'm of the view that you should typically pay for stuff prior to consumption.
Okay, so Simo, you go to a restaurant, you eat the meal, and then you get the bill.
Yeah.
So you're paying after consumption.
Unfortunately, it's a bit of a different situation in that you're in a... was there seating?
No.
See, that's the major difference there.
Also, what if there's seating, I would have been allowed.
Yeah, if there's a table, kind of table service, then it's a dining experience. Categorically, very different to a takeaway, pulling a drink out of a fridge and just like, what's he going to do? Is he going to run off at any point?
Yeah, but I'm not going to run off. I was going to pay for it. And so, I did pay for it. I paid the full price.
What about, so the grapes in the supermarket, that's not the done thing. I cannot get my head around that. In regards to people that do that, full stop.
Wait, are we talking about grapes or juice?
Both. Like, I just pay for your stuff. You can learn, have a bit of stuff.
Yes, I was going to pay for it.
Have a bit
I
of
stuff. It's not like I was running. I had money in my account. I've got the card here. I'm going to tap it. I know there's money in my account.
I'm not having a go at you in this particular scenario, but I'm saying generically.
Yeah.
Right? Overall, just have a bit of self-control. People can wait it out. I know you're thirsty, but it's the kid thing. It's like, okay, Jordan. Like, I'm just using as an example. I'm not saying that.
It was the first name that you thought of, and the fact that you were looking at me was just an example.
It's like, okay, Jordan, look, I know you're thirsty, little buddy, but, you know, we're just going to pay for these, then you can have your drink. What was it? It was a juice.
I know, it was a very kid drink as well.
Was it a pop top?
No, it might have been.
Juice box?
No.
Act your age now.
Oh, ironic song choice as well.
Listen, Esso.